This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Cynthia Canty. Starting a business can be hard, certainly. But how about starting a business with a mission to help end homelessness? That's even harder. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia tells us about the Empowerment Plan. It's a business with a social mission. The company makes coats that double as sleeping bags and then gives them away to homeless people living on the streets. After nearly 2 years, its mission is the same, but its business model has been evolving.
The coats made by the Empowerment Plan look like big ski jackets, but open one up and hidden inside is a pouch. Pull down that pouch and all of a sudden you have a sleeping bag. Today at a warehouse in Detroit, half a dozen women are sewing, cutting, and folding. Veronica Scott is the founder and CEO of the Empowerment Plan. She says the idea for the coat came to her while studying industrial design at the College for Creative Studies in Detroit. She says she wanted to design something that would help people living on the streets.
I spent so much time that I ended up getting a nickname on the street as the Crazy Coat Lady.
Scott never thought her idea would become an actual business, but there were some pivotal moments along the way that helped her imagine what the project could become. First, Scott found out just how much support there was for her idea. A crowdsourcing campaign brought in money from Detroit and around the world. That helped sustain the business for the first year. Then came support from big companies like General Motors and Carhartt. Soon, Scott was producing lots of coats. But as she spent time with some of the people from whom she was making them, she realized it wasn't just coats they needed.
They needed an opportunity to have independence. They needed an opportunity to really strengthen their pride, as well as, you know, real jobs, because a coat is a Band-Aid if you look at it, if you're just trying to make coats. But if you're trying to employ the people that would normally have to receive them, that's when you actually have power.
Scott decided she could still make the coats and at the same time provide some jobs. She teams up with local shelters and finds women who want to change their lives. Then she gives them jobs making the coats. Scott says it's not just about sewing. It's about an opportunity for these women to provide for their families.
This is the process of making the hood to the outer shell. I'm Tia Sams, and I'm a seamstress for the Empowerment Plan. I make outer shells, I make the hoods, I put on foot bags, and recently I just started making coats. And there you have a hood piece.
About a year ago, Sams lost her home. She ended up giving her children to their father and checked into a homeless shelter. It was there she met Veronica Scott, who offered her a job. She's been sewing coats ever since.
I've been able to get an apartment. I've been able to get my children back from their father. And I'm working on getting a car. So hopefully I have my car soon.
The Empowerment Plan's business model is the perfect example of social entrepreneurship. And it's becoming popular among the millennial generation.
Social entrepreneurship is largely about doing good as opposed to just generating wealth or profit for a company.
Matt Gibson is the Assistant Director of Student Ventures at the Center for Entrepreneurship at the University of Michigan.
I think you're seeing this current generation that just in general is not as interested in just getting a job or just, you know, doing the regular old thing, but actually feels inspired to try to do something bigger in the world and to have more impact.
Veronica Scott has already had an impact on the world. The project has produced almost 4,000 coats to date. Now, just 2 years after starting the Empowerment Plan, she's looking to make her business more sustainable.
We've gotten so much demand from people wanting to buy it that we're deciding we're slowly kind of trying to build out a kind of like a wear one, share one. So what we want to do is get people to buy a coat online eventually and fund the one that goes out on the street.
You may have heard of another company that does something very similar. Tom's Shoes promises that for every pair of shoes it sells, it will give a pair away to a child in need. Scott's getting calls from hikers, campers, and hunters wanting to get her coat. The hope is that there are enough potential sales there to sustain the Empowerment Plan's social mission. With Stateside, I'm Mercedes Mejia.